Hi, my name is Indigo Smith. I am 17 years old. Today is November 27th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Gregory Wilson, who is my grandpa. We are recording this interview in Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Grandpa.
Hello, Indigo. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a kid?
Well, I come from a family of, I come from a large family. I am one of 11 children. I am the oldest in the second group of children. As a kid growing up, I was studious. I was playful. I loved going to school and reading.
Aw, you're so cute. Okay. Do you remember anything about your grandparents? If so, tell me about them.
Actually, I do not remember anything about my grandparents. As I was growing up, I never met my father's parents. I know that. My father's from and mother are both from Vicksburg, Mississippi. And as we grew up, they never took us to visit their relatives in Mississippi. When I was growing up, I believe my mother's grandmother, Miss Martha, came to live with us for a brief period of time. But that's all I can really say about her.
Oh. Do you remember any like aunties or uncles?
Well, I remember Uncle Marshall, Uncle Syke. I remember my mother's brother, Uncle Syke. My daddy had several brothers, William Wilson, Uncle Marshall, and a couple of more whose name I forget. And he had a sister named Aunt Evelyn.
Hmm. Okay, can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
On February 18th, 1960, I got hit by a car twice. I was playing out in the snow with my brothers before going to school. On a sled, I slid out into the street. A car didn't see me. It was coming into park, so it ran over me. And because it didn't know I was there, it backed back over me. I got up and tried to run away because I was scared. And, of course, I couldn't run away because my leg was broken. That was difficult.
Mm-hmm. Were you, like, you were just in a cast?
Yeah, leg cast, I did not cast? I did not walk for, I did not walk for 2 years. Mm-hmm. For the first 6 months following that accident, I was in a body cast from halfway down my chest all the way down my right leg and halfway down my left leg. So I only had two positions. I was either flat on my back or flat on my stomach for 6 months.
Did you go to school during those times?
I could not go to school because I was in a cast. So, but my mama went to school and got my lessons plans for me and brought them home. And I did them, took tests and all that kind of stuff for 6 months.
Oh, that's good. What advice would you give your teenage self?
Be more serious about what you think you want to do and prepare for it.
Mm-hmm. Like career-wise?
Well, yeah, but not so much career-wise, because as a teenager, I don't believe most teenagers really know what they want to do career-wise. So they should just be open to all kinds of things. But just whatever it is that you think you want to do, give it your all and work towards that goal.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
Well, though it may sound strange, I think that accident that I talked about in 1960 shaped who I am today because it caused me to be able to just study. I mean, all I did for 6 months was read, and looked at television. I couldn't go out and play or anything like that. So it just gave me discipline to knuckle down and do what had to be done. Mm-hmm. And to this day, although I'm somewhat of a procrastinator, when I know that I've got things to do, I sit down and get them done.
Runs in the family. Can you tell me about some of the most important, you kind of answered that, but some of the most other important lessons you've learned in life?
Well, I think it's one of the most important lessons I've learned is be honest. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with people that you're dealing with. Because that tells you who you are. And it's important that you be honest with yourself. Have no illusions, have no deceptions, no none of that. Because who you are is who you are. And it's not a judgment, it's who you are. But you need to know that so that you can be the best that you can be. And you can't be the best you can be if you're not honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. So honesty is all important.
That's great. What are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful for life. Mm-hmm. I am grateful for my wife. I am grateful for all four of my children, my two children and my two stepchildren. I am grateful for my grandchildren.
That's sweet.
I didn't mean you. Yes, I did. That's what I'm grateful for.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life?
Sure. When I was about 5 or 6 years old, I thought I was Superman, so I climbed up on a ladder and I jumped off.
Did you break anything then?
I did not, but I certainly hurt myself.
Right, right. Yes.
That was the dumbest thing I've done.
And you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, you already answered this question. After the accident, what were you like, and what did you do? Like, what did you spend your time doing?
Well, I was just a regular. Okay, so for 6 months I couldn't walk, and after I came out of the cast, I did not walk for 2 years. So I was on crutches, but I was an active kid on crutches. I played kickball, I played baseball, I played dodgeball. I did everything that kids did on crutches.
On crutches, right?
That's what I did, you know. And I hung out with my brothers and our friends, and it was just fun. Mm-hmm. It was a different kind of life back then. So mm-hmm. I mean, those kind of things probably couldn't happen today, mm-hmm. Just because the world is totally different. But that's what I did. It was a fun time to be a kid. And I was reading everything.
Is that what you, like, miss most about, like, the old days, you know, like, having that freedom?
I miss the fact that kids today don't have the freedom to just walk around and go places and not be fearful for their safety. Mm-hmm. We didn't have those kinds of concerns when I was growing up. So we went everywhere. We didn't have any money, so we walked everywhere that we had to go. Today, you can't walk anywhere, and you can barely go anywhere on public transportation. So I regret that that's not that doesn't exist for children today.
Mm-hmm. What was your childhood home like? You already answered this before, but who else did you live with in your house? And what was your bedroom like?
So, I grew up with my mother and father. I grew up with three sisters and two brothers. So there were 6 children in the household that I grew up in. I was the oldest of that group. And from time to time, certain cousins would come and live with us. I shared a bedroom with my two brothers until I was 18 years old. We had bunk beds. Mm-hmm. We had a triple bunk bed, mm-hmm. a small room, triple bunk beds. I remember that.
Was it hard living, like, in a triple bunk bed, small room? Like, was there any complications?
It wasn't hard for me. I was the oldest.
Right.
So I got my
pick. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Chicago. I grew up on the west side of Chicago. When I was born, we lived in an area that we used to call Jewtown. My address was 1334 South Jefferson. It's now a UPS station. And every weekend, there was a bunch of vendors who'd come out and sell their wares, food and clothing and shoes and all kinds of stuff. And so I'd work on a stand with Mr. Jill Chris and sell Coca-Cola's to the people who were out there shopping.
Was that your, summer job, or you did that, after school?
I did that. Well, it was a summer job, but it was more than that because it was year-round. If the weather permitted people to come and shop, then the vendors were out there, and I was out there. Because my family was so large, we didn't have allowances or anything like that. Mm-hmm. There was no kind of money for that.
How much did you get paid? What was the money then?
Hard for me to say. I can't remember that. I had my own shoe shine box. I used to shine shoes. I used to walk downtown and shine guys' shoes at the train station, the bus stations. I don't remember exactly, but maybe we were charging them a quarter shine or something like mm-hmm. that. But
whatever to get money.
And I was a newspaper boy, all kinds of stuff.
Did you have a nickname growing up, and how did you get it? If you had one.
My sister Patricia called me Professor. I was the studious, the most studious of all of my brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. We all went to school, but I loved school. They didn't like school. They just mm-hmm. went to school because they had to. But mm-hmm. I loved school, so my sister called me Professor.
And were you the only one that went to college, or
no,
did your other?
No, I was the first in my family to go to college. I was the first in my family to graduate from college.
And didn't you graduate high school early too?
Yeah, I graduated high school. I was 16 when I graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm. Was that normal back then, or did you actually have to
I got several doubles.
Right.
I skipped several grades. Mm-hmm. So when I got hurt back in 1960 and didn't go to school, although I did all of my lesson plans and did well on the test, they still failed me because they said it was not fair to the other students who were coming to school every day mm-hmm. for me who didn't come to school to pass, so they failed me.
But you were in a body cast.
So they failed me. These are things that happen to you in life. Some things that happen are not fair, but it happens anyway. So the question is, what do you do when things happen? Mm-hmm. I took it as something to motivate me. So I went to summer school and I got doubles. When I went to high school, I went to high school and came out of high school in 3 years. As I said, I was 16 when. Now, understand. So I did all of this even though I had failed. Mm-hmm. So, but you can take these things that happen and use them to your advantage. Mm-hmm. That's what I did. And that's what you have to do in life.
That's great. Okay, I think that's it for our interview. Unless you would like to talk more about your childhood and things that you've experienced and want to pass on to me.
I think I better leave it at that. I think I better leave it at that.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking with me and sharing your experiences.
You're welcome.